702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
22 after 8, let's focus on news from elsewhere in the world. Adam, an apology for this attack on an aid convoy in Gaza, but the repercussions, I'd imagine, are going to be quite serious. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. They've already begun, because World Central Kitchen, the aid company involved, has already suspended its activities. That means, therefore, less food going to the people who absolutely need it. I mean, they need it now. Maybe that's behind the attack, is it? Another way of, as it were, starving Palestinians into submission? I'm not quite sure I buy into that, but you could see why it might be an idea. The evidence suggests that these trucks were hit deliberately, but maybe that the Israeli forces didn't know it was an aid convoy. And yet those responsible say they're always clearly marked. They have all sorts of special call signs as well. And the fact is, seven aid workers, I mean, these guys are the first ones in. They're like first responders. They run into the fire, not out. Seven, we know, were killed: a US-Canadian citizen, an Australian, a Palestinian, a Pole, and three Brits, who have been named now as well, and all believed to be ex-soldiers, ex-Royal Marines. So the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, spoken to Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he's appalled. The US President Joe Biden says he's outraged and heartbroken. And given that 200 humanitarian workers have been killed in Gaza since the conflict began last October, you just wonder, something's surely got to stop there. I mean, it's all round an awful mess.
Yeah,
I mean, for the people who are actually at the sharp end trying to help, oh, it's awful.
These are people who are experienced in this kind of work. You know, it's not just a couple of do-gooders who are trying to make a difference. They have to submit their coordinates to the IDF. They tell them when they're going in. They tell them in what vehicles they'll be providing the aid. And I said earlier, we often think of aid into Gaza as though those, you know, bags of mealy meal or rice or whatever it may be drop off from the air. But there are people, there are human beings delivering that aid. It's an extraordinary development, quite unbelievable. Talk to me now about space junk, Adam.
Yeah, a man from Florida has had a close encounter with the International Space Station, and without leaving his own home. There's limited space for garbage up on the International Space Station. So astronauts and scientists who are up there regularly chuck their rubbish out into space. You kind of think, isn't there a recycling thing? No, they just chuck it out. And basically, it falls to Earth and burns up in the atmosphere is the idea. But last month, a Japanese project ejected a pallet of used batteries high up above the Gulf of Mexico. And Alejandro Otero reckons that at least one of these smashed through his roof, fell to earth through his ceiling and floorboards, and landed with a thud next to his son. Alejandro Otero says that he even found the canister, this battery casing, 10 by 4 centimeters. You think, well, it's not particularly big, but coming down at a rate of knots like that, wow. The chance of being hit, by the way, by space debris is put at 100 billion to one. So you always wonder why people take out insurance policies on that. The insurance companies aren't stupid, are they? 100 billion to one. But Mr. Otero reckons his son pretty damn well came close near to being hit. Last seen asking how to sue the Japanese space industry. Maybe. We'll see if he has a case.
She's fearless. She's bejeweled. And she can't shake off that rich feeling. Tell me about Taylor Swift and her zeros.
She's only 34, but now she's worth $1.1 billion. So that's, to be clear, that's $1,100 million. I mean, it's a ridiculous amount for anyone. She stole the show at the Grammys. She had the album of the year for the fourth time. She stole the show at the Super Bowl. Her Eras tour has been phenomenal. The film about it, phenomenal. But she now joins the super rich with 10 digits to her name, or rather to her bank account name. Sam Altman, the creator of the AI chatbot ChatGPT, he also has joined the billionaire list, as has Magic Johnson. This is the Forbes rich list, essentially. The French luxury goods titan Bernard Arnault is still put as the richest in the world with an estimated fortune of $233 billion. And then it's Elon Musk, and then it's Jeff Bezos. And Forbes says that we now have a record 2,781 billionaires this year. 141 more than last year. I just think I'm wasting my life. What's going on? Why am I not in the... I mean, there may be more billionaires, but Bongani, come the revolution, eh?
We're underachievers, Adam. Let's just accept it. We're underachievers.
We are.
That is this morning's Worldview.